Welcome in, everyone, to the Kia Sports Game of the Week. Tonight, we have traveled to Berea, Ohio, where the Berea Mid Park Titans ladies welcome in the Avon Eagles. I'm Vince McKee, alongside me, my main man right here, Ruben Rodriguez. He came in on a snowplow, fans. He wasn't going to miss this one. How's it going, Ruben?
It's going well, Vince. Excited to try to cover some girls' basketball with the Mid Park at Avon today. Yeah, the weather's pretty bad out there, folks. Take it easy. I wish you were here, but if you don't need to be anywhere, don't go.
Yeah, stay home, listen to the podcast, and enjoy yourself. Ruben, we just got done talking about it. I've had some very close hockey games, I've been calling, but basketball games, we haven't really seen a nail-biter yet. Any chance we get one today?
Yeah, we got a couple of teams coming in, Mid-Park number 23 in the top 25 in Cleveland.com standings, and a young Avon team with a 5-8 record. Allie Davis, of course, the leading scorer for the Mid-Park Titans, along with Kayla Goodell, Athena Savastos, and Lindsay Ceballos to bring a four-headed monster. Avon, a young team, led by Elizabeth Flynn. Let's just see a good game there. I'm kind of excited. A lot of fundamentally sound ball players on the girls' side of the game. Of course, we're not going to see any high flyers, but yeah, I'm excited. It's a long time since I've seen good high school girls' basketball. And on a day like this, it's a sit back, and it looks to me like we're in for a good one here today, Tim.
No doubt about it. And Ruben, as you know, Keon Sports Media Group is the small businessman made for the small businessman, and that means sponsors. Guys, we have been blown away, and I mean blown away, with the amount of sponsors that have jumped on board in just 4 weeks of existence. And I tell you this, we are just getting started. Me and Ruben were talking before the broadcast. We got some surprises in store as we go, but before we get to any of that today, we got to pay the bills, and that means sponsors. So first things first, bringing in our newest one, the Cleveland Fitness Club. For 20 plus years, they've been much more than a place to go work out. They have it all: bikes, tracks, courts, and even a pool. Ruben's known to go some skinny dipping from time to time. They truly have something for everyone and are open 365 days a year. They even open up at 3 a.m. for you early risers. You can visit them today at 6600 West 130th Street in Middleburg Heights. For you newbies, it used to be called the Omni, so if you want to go back to what was the Omni, it is now the Cleveland Fitness Club. You know what? A few months ago, my dad needed a car, and I'll tell you right where we went, Helene Kia. Talked to our guy, James McConville, as he likes to be called, Jimmy MacBone. Looking for a new used car? Check out James McConville at Helene Kia in North Olmsted on Lorraine Road. Jim is a trusted member of the auto community for over 20 years, and he will treat you right no matter your car buying need. We talked about hockey a little bit earlier. I'm going to have Ruben take over and tell you a little bit about our fine hockey sponsor.
Hoser Hockey. Hey, hockey fans, let's take a moment to tell you about Hoser Hockey. If you're looking for the best in hockey gear, hockey tape, wax, laces, and apparel, Hoser Hockey needs to be your first stop every time. Hoser Hockey brings you the highest quality products with affordability as well as quick, easy delivery. You can find them at www.hoserhockey.org or on Amazon, and make sure to check out their savings calculator just to see how much they can save you. Once again, that's hoserhockey.org.
Hey, Ruben, did you know that yesterday was the National Popcorn Day in America?
I had no idea. I was probably eating hot dogs somewhere. Yeah, I had no idea about popcorn.
I'll tell you what, yesterday was the Popcorn National Day of the Year. And you know what? How about you tell us a little bit about Jenny's?
Well, we do have our sponsor, Jenny's Popcorn, old-fashioned popcorn, their family-owned tradition. They've been serving customers here in Northeast Ohio over, 65 years, Vince. You can find whatever flavor popcorn you want. They have them at Giant Eagle, they have them at Mark's. They have over 25 some odd flavors of popcorn, and even some for the kiddos. They've got everything for everyone. You can visit them at jennyspopcorn.com, or you can go in person at 38727 Taylor Parkway in North Ridgeville, and you won't be disappointed. If you like me, that you like popcorn, Jenny's is the place to go.
And guys, I'll tell you what, the dittos for the kiddos, that's so your kid doesn't choke. So they found a way to get the little kernel out of there. It's not a bad idea. You know what? We got time for one more before the game starts. I'm gonna take over here and tell you about Rocket Fizz Candy. I have a sweet tooth. Rocky Vist Candy has you covered. With everything from your childhood to today, they didn't miss a beat putting together this magnificent display of candy and soda paradise. You can visit them at 530 Euclid Avenue, Suite 22B. It's right in the heart of the Fish Street Arcade. Susan and the gang are ready to take you down a walk on Candy Memory Lane. All right, five down, and we are ready for the game to begin. Welcome back, everyone, to the Keon Sports Game of the Week. Hi. We got people saying hi as the game begins.
A friendly welcome, Vince.
You gotta love it. Tip off, and it's Vince McKee here on Play by Play, along with the best color man in the business, Ruben Rodriguez, as we are underway. The Titans have the ball. Top of the key, working a good rotation, and Ruben, it looks like they're playing a little man-to-man for the Eagles.
That sounds like that matchup zone again, Vince. We saw the boys do, these girls that did.
That's a good defense.
Yeah, they're right up on them.
Yeah, that's really good defense by the Eagles right now. We'll see how they wear it as the game goes on, but that's a good way to start things. All right, Titans have it.
Right there.
Down low.
Double team on the post there.
Kayla Goodell is going to be a presence. She is a tall girl, 6'1". They got Jenna Bozinski, Big Trev's little sister, a freshman, 6'4", coming off the bench. Shot up and at him for the Eagles. Rebound by Goodell.
There's a distinct height advantage here for the Titans, but Avon so far digging their heels, and they're down and dirty with the defense.
Yep. And there's Goodell again. Jumper. Nailed it. All right, so the Titans get the first points of the afternoon.
Kayla Goodell with a nice 8-footer in the lane.
Well, Eagles have it. Top of the key. Cross-court pass for the Eagles. Three ball, got it! Number 23, Elizabeth Flynn, giving the Eagles a 3-2 lead.
Got a nice cross-court pass there, found Elizabeth wide open, she nailed it.
Yeah, wide open, bit of a risky pass, but paid off for him. Titans got it back, swinging out, dead man's corner, three ball, in and out.
That one almost went in, it was halfway in and out, Vince.
That was a good shot there. Eagles coast to coast, no good. Rebound up, no good. Rebound back to the Titans. Titans now looking to go coast to coast. Cinzy Lantau has it. Lantau drives underneath shot. Lantau! They should call it traveling, and they do.
They call it traveling. Both teams going up and down the court fast and furious here early, Vince.
Yep. And that's what they're going to need. The Titans are going to need a lot of transition The Titans will need a lot of transition buckets today, Ruben.
Yes, they are. Elizabeth Flynn had not... Elizabeth Flynn wide open on that corner for three balls. She's nailed one. She missed that one. But the Titans are going to have to make sure she doesn't remain that open.
Well, yeah, no doubt about it. And real quick back to the Titans, though. The Eagles are playing suffocating defense, though, so they're going to need those transition points any way they can get them.
They have to make their layups, that's for sure, when they get them.
Turnover Eagles. Scamper. Referee's going to call for a jump ball.
That stays over here with the Eagles on the possession.
Avon tried to drive the lane there. Had a good idea there, Ruben, but she just mishandled the ball. Lucky enough, the good old... turnover jump ball arrow was on the way of the Eagles. Another turnover back to Titans. Absolutely. Titans going coast to coast, and they got it.
Little bump there on the shot, no call, but she went out strong with the layup.
Athena Savastos with the turnover and then full court layup. Fast break. Eagles get it right back. Number 25, Rachel Lopanowitz.
We got a horse race going on here, Vince. It's going back and forth.
Well, those transition buckets. Three ball, Titans.
Nailed it.
Got it, Athena Savastos. Athena is red hot to start it. 5 quick points out of Savastos. 7-5, Titans at the 5-minute mark.
It says, that's one way to beat the pressure, Vince. If they're collapsing on their defense and they're smothering the inside, you got to make the three-pointers when you get them.
Athena Savastos, red hot to start this game, under 5 minutes to go. Turnover again. Go ahead.
Titans with a little bit, taking the page out of Avon's, collapsing their defense underneath, caused a turnover.
It's working every time so far too, Ruben. Coast to coast for the Eagles, fast break, got it. And that seems it's going to be a track meet, like you said. That time it was Katie Geiger. So Katie Geiger of the Eagles.
And a turnover here. I can smell a timeout coming. This is going back and forth. It's getting a little away from the Titans. That's not their game.
Not at all. This time, number 14, Ashley Torbert, drove the lane for the Eagles. Got fouled. It's 7-7, 4:23 to go. Here on the Keon Sports Media Group. Again, Keon Sports.
Her first team, second.
Oh, to be young again, Vince. These girls aren't even breaking a sweat.
Unbelievable. Up and in. Ashley Torbert gives the Eagles the lead once again, 8-7. And you said it, Ruben, it's been a track meet so far.
Yeah, it's up and down basketball. A couple of unforced turnovers, but all in all, the girls are... Looks like the game plan for Avon is to run up and down. That's not Berea Mid-Park's game, but hopefully they can adjust to it.
No doubt about it. So Ashley Torbert nails them both. Good job on the foul shooting there by young Ashley. Giving the Eagles a 9-7 lead. Here's a nice jumper from the Titans. Off the back of the rim, no good by Goodell.
That's more of what the Titans want to do. They want to get set plays.
Yep. Fast break offense again for the Eagles. Leads to a wide open three. Got it!
Yeah, that's they got to put a stop to that. Vince, that's three wide open three-pointers. A couple of them have gone in early for Avon.
Ashley Torbert making it rain for the Eagles. Now up 12-7, the biggest lead of the game. Swiped away by the Eagles, recovered by the Titans. And yeah, you said it, Ruben, unbelievable. Wide open. Here come the Titans. Back in they go. Off the board, no good. Goodell for the rebound. Put back Goodell, no good. Rebound, Eagles. Ruben, here they go again.
They go, they're running. They're taking every rebound or every missed shot.
Transition, wide open three, nailed it. Unbelievable. Elizabeth Flynn of the Eagles nails it. Now 15-7, Avon with the fast break offense. Stop, drop, popping the threes.
Yeah, they're getting out and running at every chance they get, Vincent. Now that's their third three-pointer made in the first quarter.
And that
three-point lead.
And that three-pointer makes me hungry. And when I'm hungry, I go to Frankie's Italian Cuisine. Looking for a place to enjoy a post-game meal? Love Italian food? Frankie's Italian Cuisine has you covered from meatball to lasagna. Visit them tonight at 4641 Great Northern Boulevard in North Olmsted. Frank is a hometown boy done good, and you will feel at home 2 minutes after sitting down. Enjoy Frankie's tonight. This Keon Sports Media Group game also brought to you by MDG Flooring. If you're in need of a quality flooring for your home or office, then look no further than MDG Flooring America in Medina. There's nothing that Steve and his talented staff cannot handle. Call them today, 330-725-5252, or stop in and visit them in person at 3812 Pearl Road in Medina. You will not be disappointed in the talented and highly skilled work they put into every project.
All right, Vince, we start after the timeout, and it looks to me like Avon to go into the zone defense, a 2-3 zone. Here they go again.
Another fast break offense for the Eagles. And this time they'll actually stop and set up a normal offense as they did not get that wide open look they've been getting. So good job getting back in transition for the Titans there.
Yeah, very patient by Katie Flynn. Instead of jacking one up, she picked it back out and started and got a play going.
Three ball, guys! Ashley Torbert!
Yeah,
lighting it up.
And the patience paid off. That's a wide-open three-pointer.
Ashley Torbert, her third three-pointer of the quarter. She's on fire for the Eagles.
And that's where the pressure bursts the pipe, Vince. It just caused another turnover.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Come on, wide left, ladies.
Titans got to find a way to shut down those wide-open threes.
They're going to a full-court press on Avon. They broke it.
Double-digit lead for the Eagles. Up again, Avon. Unbelievable.
Sweet crossover by Elizabeth Flynn.
That was pretty. That was really nice. Now 20-7, Avon with a commanding lead. This was a 7-7 game, now a 13-0 run for the Eagles. Titans ball taken away again. Transition offense, Eagles up and in.
Yeah, they're running at will, Vince. They're getting anything they want on transition.
Abby Leiber might have got fouled on that one. Up and in. Now 22-7. Easily could have been a three-point play. Referee missed it. Under 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, they're going to their 2-3 zone defense, and it's working.
Titans chucking them up from the cheap seats, Ruben. Fast break offense again for the Eagles.
To travel. They're going to call it today. Yeah. It's a little too God, what am I looking for here? The snow's got to me. A little too aggressive on that, Vince. She shuffled her feet. Couldn't stop in time to make the pass.
Now 22-7. Avon, correct me if my math is wrong, Ruben. That's a 15-0 run.
It's a 15-0 run. They haven't. It was tied at 7.
Titans got to settle it down here. This was a close game a few minutes ago. Another turnover by the Titans.
Yeah. They've got them totally out of their game, Vince. Totally.
Yeah, they look phased. Checking into the game for the Titans, Alyssa Fugat. Here come the Eagles. Back at it again. Avon looking just to pour this on right now. They have been electric in three ball range. Ashley Torbert has not been able to be stopped. Gets it out to Alpanowicz.
They're being very patient with the ball. Yep. Looking for whatever shot. I'm thinking they're looking for a three. But they're being very patient. Well, you got a 15-point lead. You should.
Liber posting up down low. Liber up. No good.
Looks like she got hit there, Vince. No call.
Liber taking a beating underneath the rim. No call. Three ball by the Titans. No good. Rebound Eagles. Technical? All right, hold on.
Wow.
Apparently the call.
Interesting.
Alyssa McClellan was something that got called for holding. I didn't see it, but.
I didn't see that call either, but I guess it was. So 22-7. Refs doing what they can to keep this game close right now. Titans have it down by 15. We gotta take advantage of this possession.
Avon back to their matchup zone since they started the game with.
Yeah. Titans might have got away with the travel here. Still have the ball, 28 seconds to go. Bria absolutely needs to score before this quarter, I think. Nice drive there, stripped away. Back out, up, yep. And no good. Titans rebound again. Titans desperate to score, and they do.
Great for
10 seconds.
Oh, great hustle play, right?
Yeah, great hustle play by Maria Midpark. It could have got away from him, but they continued to push. So they got
three
the
ball.
On it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they need.
No foul.
And that's what they need, Ruben. They need those hustle plays.
Yeah, they need the hustle plays. They need to continue fighting. It's only the first quarter. I know they're down, 12 points, 13 points at the quarter. Avon.
13.
Came out and nailed 4 out of 6 three-pointers already. But they're running, Vince. They're going up and down the court on every missed shot, every out-of-bounds opportunity. It's just transition all the way, and they're capitalizing.
Absolutely. So at the end of one quarter, it is Avon 22, Berea Midpark 9. Second quarter underway here, about to begin. And we will get to some of those fine sponsors again at a timeout or halftime. This one's rolling along. All right. And here we go. Yazina Kinsey checks it in.
How's it going? Avon has switched to man-to-man to start the second quarter, Vince, it looks like. Now back to the zone. They're just giving them so many different looks.
They really are. Good coaching. Great coaching so far for Avon. Reeman Park works it around the key. Yeah, look at that lockdown defense, Reeman.
Yeah, it's like in every pass, it's either man-to-man, the matchup zone, or a 2-3 zone.
And looks like another turnover here. It might be a jump ball. It will be a jump ball. And it's a jump ball.
It goes the other way. Avon will take possession of it, Vince. But you can see the frustration in the Berea Midpark. Every pass is a different look on defense. And it all goes down to coaching. The girls are into it. They're buying what he's selling.
And it's causing some unforced errors. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you said, pressure burst pipes. The Eagles' defense has been so consistently good. Yeah. It's making unbelievable turnovers. Avon passes up the three ball. Dribbling around, looking for that open shot is Avon. Top of the key, McClellan passes it back off to Naya Snezik. Oh, excuse me, that's Elizabeth Flynn. Mm-hmm. Flynn has it.
One thing that remains constant for Berea Midpark, they still continue to not allow any interior baskets.
Yep, that is very true. And it's going to be a foul on the Eagles as Berea Midpark tried a fast break there, got hacked. That's 6:48 to go, Ruben. 22-9, Avon leads it.
Yeah, like I said, it looks to me like the Titan has not, that they have not changed their game plan. Their game plan is to not allow anything inside. Although they're down 13, that's still happening.
And now you really got to go ahead and make these freebies. That's a miss there by Athena Savastos. That's a rare miss because she's really been on her game today. But need to make these shots, make the freebies. Up and no good. Missed both.
Good
rebound, Goodell.
Got to chip away. That's one way to do it. Good rebound.
Good job there by Kelly Goodell. Fast break. Oh! Once again. Elizabeth Flynn with a jetpack on her back.
The Kentucky Derby here at Berea this afternoon.
Elizabeth Flynn, red hot down the lane, in. Now 24-11, Eagles lead it. And a 3-second call. How about that one? She had the ball.
Yeah, it looked to me like they had...
She had the ball in her hand.
Yeah, she had the ball in her hand after a rebound. I like the call, but I'm not wearing stripes and I'm not getting paid to make those calls. So.
Oh, the Avon Eagles parents have been peppering the refs. They got one there. Good half-court
nice
trap.
Pressure.
Good half-court trap by the Titans. And that's what they need to do, Ruben. Start forcing some turnovers down 13.
Yeah, their interior defense is okay for now. They have to start
I agree.
Causing some turnovers and hopefully Avon misses some shots.
Excellent observation. Yeah. And that's a drive to lane and good. Number 5, Abby Leiber. 26-11. Leiber cannot be stopped early on.
Yeah, that can't happen.
3-ball by Goodell. No, just inside the key. 2-ball, but nails it.
Got a great shot from about 15 to 18 feet. It's a great jump shot.
Yep. Goodell.
It's a carry.
A 6'1" senior, Goodell, has the body of a center, but the jump shot of a point guard.
Yeah, that looks to me like it was a makeup call for that 3-second violation.
Goodell could definitely play. 26-13. I'll tell you, Ruben, the Titans need to cut this to single digits before halftime. Titans ball again. Beautiful drive to lane, kick out, 3-ball.
Kick.
It's up. It is no good. Off the Titans. I like the idea, though.
Yeah, that was...
Sidney Lantau driving the lane and kicking it.
But the problem is, Vince, that they're getting wide open shots, but they're rushing it. They're down 13, and they want to make an 18-point, 3-point shot, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Just take your time. A layup at this point is just as good as it to just keep chipping away. And like you said, get this under 10 by halftime, and they have a chance.
No doubt about it. All right, Eagles again with the ball. Right to the lane, go the Eagles. Up, no good. Rebound, scrap. Eagles get it. Eagles, 3-ball. Off the back of the rim, no good. Back to the Eagles. 2 straight offensive rebounds there for Avon to reset the possession.
Yeah, Avon's just out working Berea Mid-Park now. They're taking over the game.
Elizabeth Flynn, up and good. Elizabeth Flynn.
Yeah, Elizabeth Flynn, Vince, is real good.
Another turnover by the Titans. Eagles right back at it, up 15. And
that's another turnover.
Might have got fouled, no call.
Number 20, Naomi Jackson, back in the game for the Titans.
This is getting away from them. They have to continue their game plan. It looks like they're doing that. They're trying to get inside it as much as they can here.
Titans now down 15. If it wasn't for a few generous calls, it might be 20. 3-ball, no good. They got to stop chucking up threes.
Another rush 3-pointer. They don't need to do that. Just get it to her. She's got that.
Goodell.
She's been on fire with that 15-foot shot.
Yeah. I've said it once, I'll say it again. That is a center with a point guard 3-ball. And scamper for the ball, out of bounds. And possession to remain with the Eagles.
That's what happens when things are just going your way. That ball was headed out of bounds, hits the referee, and then one of the girls Berea touches it, and it's now Avon ball.
All you can do is laugh sometimes. You don't see that often. All right, Eagles have it. Nice job by Kayla Goodell. Man, is she having a game.
I almost got a souvenir.
Yeah. I need you to have quick hands. I only got one of these recorders. All right, 3:51 to go. Good job there, bye. Titans defense. Ooh. Almost put it away. Eagles off the foot of the Eagles. Looks like he's got a bounce. And
took a travel.
Travel. Good call. 28 to 15. Again, 13-point lead, Roman.
Yeah, it's 3:44 left. They got plenty of time left in this quarter to get this under the 10-point threshold and give themselves a chance in the second half.
Titans have it.
Looks like a foul. They're going to call that on. Yeah, I thought they'd call that on Goodell for an offensive foul. Come from behind her. Not a popular call here in Berea Midpark, but Vince, that was the right call.
It was. You know, there was an article this weekend about parents being overzealous with the refs during OHS games. We're kind of seeing it firsthand.
They should have posted a few copies of that letter along these walls.
All right, then, 28 to 15, 3.5 to go.
That's a walk.
And a travel. Yeah, a lot of unforced errors both ways, Ruben.
Yeah, it's a. She saw an opening. She had a wide open three, saw the opening, but she forgot to bounce the ball.
Well, no doubt about it. All right, 3.5 minutes. Titans have the ball, looking to come to the lead. Cross court pass, dangerous. Scamper remains with the Titans.
A smothering defense, Vince.
On another turnover, fast break, and you can put it on record. Here come the Eagles. Yeah, smothering is right, Ruben. Foul, not called. Holy smokes.
Wow. No touch there, huh? All ball.
Yeah, but,
I didn't see that much contact at my wedding night.
Whistles aside.
Brutal. 28 to 15, 3 to go. Eagles have. Oh, look at their Lord.
Great.
Kylie Williams
comes in off the bench with a great, great move inside. An easy 2 points.
If they give the ball to Kylie Williams, no one's stopping on the Titans. Three ball, got it! Yeah, they're going to say it was Lento. Actually had Olivia, Cindy Lento on the three ball.
All right.
Things are going for them, Vince. They're still only down 12. They can get this under 10 by halftime. They're getting themselves a chance to come back in the third quarter.
Again, you're listening live to Keon Sports Media Group. Again, on Twitter and Facebook, go on Keon Sports Media Group. You can listen to this call. Well, bud, Avon constructing a 12-point lead, and if you're looking for a construction project at your home, call Mullins Construction. It doesn't matter if it's indoor or outdoor. Mullins Construction has everything your home or office will need to take the next step in class and beauty. This family-owned construction company has been trusted for the Ohioans for 25 years. They even do plumbing, hot water tanks, windows, and everything else your home or office will need. Visit them today at www.cretons.com/Mullins_construction. And Avon with zero defense against them right up the lane.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Flynn out of the timeout. What happened, Ruben?
Elizabeth Flynn, she just got the inbounds pass and saw nobody was playing any defense and just took it the length of the floor.
That's got to be disheartening. You know, I'm going to take a break from calling action for a second. That's got to be disheartening for the coach of Berea, right?
Yeah,
you come out of a timeout and there's zero defense set up. The girl goes coast to coast. No one touches her.
Yeah, you draw up an ATO at the timeout play defensively and they did the Olay defense and just let her go right down the court untouched.
That's beyond frustrating.
Five.
Well, ball back to the Titans. And
Scamper. Like Elizabeth Flynn was over the back there, but they just called out of bounds under the basket. Ball stays here.
I'll tell you, for Avon, number 40, Kylie Williams is a presence. I got to get the height and weight on her. Maybe not the weight, but the height. She's a tower. Titans have it. Get away with the travel underneath. Rebound back to the Titans. Not real sure on the call.
Like the Titans are on some kind of rush mode. They don't have to be to that point yet.
Panic. They've been
panicking. They're panicking. They're throwing up wild shots.
All right, 32 to 18. Titans have it. A little over two to go in the first half. Berea Mid Park with the ball. Is in the Kindy.
All that move is free up top. Come on.
Titans have it, number 11, Cindy Lantau. You need to get Athena in this right now. Here's Kinsey. Sevastos has been on fire. They got to get her open, Ruben.
This defense is
and there
just
it is. There's
all
Sevastos.
Over It looks to me, and if I'm looking from the Berea side, that like there's 10 Avon Lady Eagles on the court at the same time. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
I'll tell you what, they are the Avon Eagles. Today you can call them the Avon Hornets. They are swarming everywhere on defense. And this has really been the best player for Berea. Athenas Vastos up and no good on the foul shot.
Got to make those free throws, Vince, when you're behind.
She's not 0 for 3 from the line. That's not good. I mean, her, if it's not a foul shot, she's taking it. So she's got to work on these. But when you're down by 14 points, you need the freebies. Everybody gets so quiet during these foul shots. Up and no good. Jesus. Kylie Williams, you're not going to get a rebound over her. It ain't happening.
The quick 30-second timeout, Vince. Bye, Avon. But again, this is the number 23 team in Cleveland.com's rankings in the top 25. I'm hoping upon hope that in the second half we'll see that team come out. Because right now it looks like the roles are reversed. It looks like Avon is the team that's in the top 25, getting everything they want, taking advantage of every situation.
If Berea would just, Berea and Park, if they would just slow down a little bit. Yeah. Slow down. Like you said, all the Avon Eagles points in the key are fast breaks.
They're all fast break points.
On a set defense, they're not getting in there.
When they set up a play and they, Berea Mid Park is sticking to their game plan and packing in the inside. That part of their game is still as they want it.
Man, Avon back at it, looking to add to this massive lead. Good defense there, set defense by the Titans. That's what you need.
They're going to take a little air out of the ball here.
Yep.
They're playing the official for old North Carolina four corners.
They're so well coached, this Eagle team. Very well coached.
And it led to that. That's just good. That's just good execution. And as you mentioned before, with the Titans coming off a timeout and having Flynn drive to the basket, Avon did exactly what they drew up in the timeout. Pass the ball around and wait to get your open shot.
Marissa Batasic, good job there, but misses the opening end of a two-shot foul shot there. 32-18, minute 13 to go. Avon Eagles working from left to right on your radio dial, wearing the purple jerseys, yellow trim, and the Titans working from right to left on your radio dial with the white jerseys, orange prints. Second one up and in for Batasic, 33-18. In the game now for the Eagles, checks in Abby Leiber.
No fouls.
Both teams in the bonus, Ruben.
Yeah, and you got to try to get to the line. That's one way to score with the clock stop.
Whoa, cross-court pass. Almost goes out of bounds. Good catch there by the Titans. Berea Mid Park looking to cut into this lead, down 15.
This defense is unbelievable with Avon today. Since the opening tip.
Yep. It was very noticeable right off the bat. Kylie Williams back on the bench for Avon. That's kind of shocking. That girl needs more playing time. Post her up in the middle. All right.
Side out. Still not in the bonus. They got to try to wait. Try
one
to
more,
find
you're right. You're right. Touch foul there on Flynn. And there's a reach. Brooke Park, three ball. Got it. Berea Mid Park.
Pretty big shot there. Cuts into the lead a bit. Gets it to 12.
I call him Brooke Park. He got three cities at once. All right, good three ball there. 33-21. Good trap defense by the Titans. Timeout Eagles. Wow.
Timeout for the Eagles. I don't know if I would have called one there. Vince, with a 12-point lead. I wouldn't have wasted one either. But
with a 12-point lead, I'm not calling that either, to be honest. It's the first thing I thought right when you said that. All right, we're going to take this timeout as well. All right, we're back at it here. 21 seconds to go in the first half. The Avon Eagles. I'd imagine Flynn there. Oh, throws it away. Good recovery by the Eagles there. Titans need this turnover and they get it. Titans have to score. Yes. That is huge.
They need it, Vince. They got this lead down to 10. Hopefully they can.
Great job by Savastos, who had a monster percentage. Three ball at the buzzer.
Just missed.
Good. Wow, Ruben.
Yeah, pretty
wow.
good. Yeah, pretty good way to end for Berea Mid Park on a 5-0 run here to end the first half. They got the lead down to 10. It's manageable for them now. They have to get away from all those unforced turnovers and stick to their game plan.
And before we get to our last couple of sponsors, I just want to talk to Ruben here. I'll tell you who stood out to me on each team. No doubt about it, Athena Savastos.
Savastos is for Berea Mid Park. She's the president. She's probably played. I haven't seen her come out yet.
And she's a sophomore.
And she's only a sophomore.
A lot of room to go.
Yeah, Elizabeth Flynn's coming out.
Also, Kayla Goodell for Berea has had a monster
first half.
Again, 6'1", but she's shooting lights out.
Yeah, she's shooting lights out, and that's part of their game plan is to get the ball into her. Everything flows through her. She stands at the top of the key. If she's got that open 15 to 18 footer, she takes it. She's 3-for-3 from there.
Yep.
Or if she also has the height to see over the defense and see who's open and pass the ball or not. They're not getting to that, Vince, because now they got into a run-and-gun game with Avon, and that's what Avon wants you to do. They want to run you out of the gym.
Yeah.
And 33-23, they're doing it.
Now, let me ask you this, though, for Avon, who stands out to you from the Eagles? I'll give you a couple names, see if you agree with me, bud. Here's who I've been very impressed with. Elizabeth Flynn, Ashley Torbert, lit it up from three ball. Abby Leiber's been a presence. And I can't say enough about Kylie Williams. I'm enamored with her. She played about 5 minutes. She should have played the whole half. That girl is a presence down low.
Yeah, but it starts with Elizabeth Flynn, her senior leadership. She came in here from the get-go. Just started pushing the basketball. Hit a couple of threes and got everybody in sync and got her teammates involved in the game. I mean, on the defensive end over here, she's spearheading this. This is a team that, in one possession, ran three different types of defenses at Berea Mid Park, all on one possession. She's our senior leader on this team. As for Abby Leiber, she comes in off the bench.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, she comes in off the bench. I don't see her stats up here yet, but she's another defensive force. Williams comes underneath on the post, and they're feeding her the ball. I think she's got two or three easy layups underneath, but she's a presence under the basket defensively, getting the rebounds. Yeah, the game plan for Avon Lake, they're playing it to perfection. Will it change in the second half? That's all depending on what the Titans.
And they're using a deep bench. You know, I look over at their starters, Rachel Hopanowitz, Kelsey Gannon, Katie Geiger. They really haven't done anything yet. Yeah, those are three starters.
They've definitely got a 10-girl rotation.
They're defensive lockdown. Yeah. That's what they do. They might not score, but those three girls play phenomenal defense.
And the thing about it is that if you know, they're only up 10. I don't want to say only up 10. 10-point lead's a decent lead, but based on the way they're playing, I would have liked to have had a bigger lead, but we'll see what happens in the second half.
No doubt about it. I agree with everything you just said. Soccer shots. Guys, the grass will be green soon enough, and the pitch will be perfect for some outdoor action. Sign your kids up today for Soccer Shots Cleveland. It's an excellent program to teach your child about exercise and overall hard work. A great place to start your child in organized sports. Workout Factory. Are you looking to work off those post-holiday pounds? You want to get in, you want to get out, you don't want anything unnecessary, you just want to get in, bust your tail, break a sweat, and leave? Workout Factory. Have a busy schedule and need a place to visit? Workout Factory. Check them out. 5508 Ridge Road in Parma. And at the end of the game, we'll be giving away our Set a Trophy Player of the Game Award, because Set a Trophy has been a staple of the Northeast Ohio community for over 40 years for all your trophy and celebration needs. Visit them today at 4335 Rocky River Drive. We'll be back with the second half. And we are back. Second half begins now. Spoke with the mother of Elizabeth Flynn at halftime, looking for a good place to get a pizza. What would you recommend, Ruben? Snack shop?
I don't know very many pizza places around here, unfortunately, Vince. I do know Fathead's Brewery's right up the road.
Yeah. Her father played at Defiance College, so she's got basketball in the blood. And it's not hard to tell.
It shows.
Katie Geiger? Oh, no, it absolutely shows.
Yeah, Elizabeth Flynn taking her talents to the University of Findlay in the fall.
So
basketball scholarship. Congratulations to her and her family.
So Elizabeth Flynn will become an Oiler. The Findlay Oilers, I believe, right?
I thought it was Falcons, but that's PG. Anyway.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ah, Berea, another unforced turnover.
Two turnovers back since the start of the third quarter. They got to get themselves out of that. I'm sure that's not what they talked about in the locker room at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one for Avon.
All right, Titans have it with a chance to get back in this game. Only down 10. Got it.
And he's on a 7. Vince, good 3-point shot there by Sabalos.
Lindsay Sabalos draining it, and just like that, it's a 7-point game. Titans have life. Out of bounds. Oh, going to be calling on Sabastos.
Yeah, Berea Midparks ramped up their defense. Vince, they're right up on their shirts now. They're not overplaying and not fouling.
That's what they need to do. Goodell, Garden, down low. Good defense there by Kayla Goodell. And the Titans cannot keep chucking off three balls. Dumb idea.
That was not a good shot there.
Nope. Turnover back to Sabastos. Titans need to settle it down. You're only down 7. Another three ball chucking it up. Another miss. Stop shooting the three balls. Goodell's got it. Up, no good. Ruben, they got to settle down. Here's another three ball.
And they got that one. One little, two little, three little Indians. You get three shots at it.
Turnover, Titans down 4. Titans got it. It's up and two.
And there's a timeout coming up here. Vince Leeds down to 2.
Holy smokes.
Maria Midcar comes out with an 8-0 run to start this third quarter. Now we got a ball game, Vince.
And, you know, I advise strongly against just chugging up threes. Terrible idea, but the one went in. Got to give it to her. Great job there by Cadell and Sabastos to get that turnover. And just like that, an 8-point run. You are listening to the Keon Sports Media Group. Again, Keon Sports Media Group. All right, we are back on the Keon Sports Media Group.
Let's see how Avon responds to this 8-0 run, Vince.
Avon Eagles. Full court press here by the Titans. Eagles break it. No, trapped half court. Good job by the Titans. Unbelievable
great
right now.
Great half-court trap there, Vince. They came in off the timeout. They're putting up some extreme pressure. Elizabeth Flynn isn't touching the basketball. That may be the focus of their
pressure. They need to get her involved. Now, Eagles with a trap. Timeout by Berea.
Timeout by Berea Midpark. That leaves them only 2 left in the game.
Yeah. Both teams with only 2 timeouts left to go, and the third quarter has just begun. I don't want to question coaches, but that's not smart.
Yeah, in that particular one, though, you're talking about a momentum change. You don't want to kill your momentum. You got an 8-point run, and getting stuck in a corner with no way out to cause a turnover. Better to call the timeout and keep the possession.
There we go. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. It is your Avon Eagles 33, the home team Berea Midpark Titans 31. Lady Titans inbound. All of a sudden, we have ourselves a game. Titans have it. Kicks it out to Goodell. Goodell's been deadly with that jumper. Good motion offense by the Titans. 3 ball Titans for the lead. No good. Rebound. Great job there by Kinsey. Sabastos. Goodell setting the pick. Nope. To the lane. Tie. No. In and out. And I thought we were about to have a tie game.
Called it out of bounds. No foul call there. But you could tell us. You could smell the difference out here. The Titans are getting outside shooting. They're driving to the basket. Avon is just sticking their hands on instead of getting in front of their defender like they did in the first quarter. The lead's only 2 right now. Avon needs to get their ball in the hands of their stars here.
They called the foul, but I don't know who it was on, so we'll just say Berea Midpark, I guess. 33-31. Avon has it. They need to settle it back down. Half-court trap turnover caused by the Titans.
Yeah, they're doubling and tripling Elizabeth Flynn. I'm trying to get the ball out of her hands.
And just like that, one no call back to the Titans. That was a good no call, I thought. It looked clean to me, Ruben.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Berea has it working the top of the key. Sabastos kicks it out for a 3 ball. No good. Need to stop shooting those.
Yeah, it would be better off since because you know what's going to happen on a miss.
Yep. Transition bucket.
That's exactly what happened to them.
Katie Geiger taking the missed 3 ball by Rhea all the way back for the Eagles, back up to 4. And like Ruben just said, it's going to happen every time off a missed 3 ball.
And a missed 3 ball or any turnovers they want to run. It's like it fell right into their hands.
Way too risky. Sabastos has it. Kicks out another 3 ball.
That one's good.
Lindsay Sabalos.
Definitely a different mid-park team, very mid-park team here in the second half.
And I guess that was only 2 points. They're only giving her 2. Ooh. Interesting call there. It looked like a three-pointer. They only gave her two. Here's Tori Siggers. Nails it!
There's the three. They got the lead.
Now they gave her the point. They actually readjusted the score, so Bria leads it. Titans with the lead and the ball. Up 36-35. Fast break Titans taken away by the Eagles. And a call on somebody.
Yeah, Maria Bidpark come all the way back from a 15-point deficit, Vince, but they have to stop.
What?
Whoa. They have to stop getting into this running game with Avon if they want to continue to hold this lead.
That's horrible. So there it is. A very touchy foul call could have went either way. Goes against the Eagles, and now a 36-35 Berea Midpark Titan lead with the ball. The Titans have come out like a house on fire in this second half. Berea driving, missing. Eagles have it. There it is again. Fast break Eagles. Katie Geiger. God, are they fast.
Yeah, they're just looking to run.
Woo. Katie Geiger zoomed down that court.
Some great passing and transition. This led to that easy layup.
Avon needs to do what they did in the first half, Ruben, and that is speed and defense. Bria Midpark taking up real estate on that three-point line. That's got to stop. Foul called on the drive to the hole. That's what they need to do, Ruben.
Yeah,
Bria drives in, gets the foul.
They need to go to the basket and quit heaving up these three-pointers. They're right there.
Now Savastos absolutely needs to hit her foul shot. But that's not good for Flynn. With four fouls, she's going to have to spend the rest of the quarter and most of the fourth quarter on the bench. And she is their best player. That is not good. Bria has it. Savastos. It's up. It's in. Now 37-37.
The importance of free throw making, Vince, is never evident until now when you got the tie game right.
Savastos up. No good. You're right, Ruben.
A jinxster.
You are absolutely right.
Come on!
Turnover again. Here come the Titans. Turnover back to the Eagles. 37 all. If I'm the Avon head coach, I'm checking Kylie Williams in this game.
This is what Avon has to do, just to slow things down. Get into their set pieces.
Oh!
There's arms.
What happened, Ruben?
There's arms flailing away. You could have went either way with that one.
Hey, we got our close game we wanted.
It's going to get
chippy.
Another quarter and a half here. Chippiness, and hopefully the refs can keep control of this.
Good lockdown defense on Tori Siggers. All right, Avon has it. Oh! Eagles got away with a big-time travel. Rebound back to the Titans. Avon caught a break there. Here's Tori Siggers. Siggers up. Blocked. Off Siggers. Yep. That double touch at the end.
And it was a great block by
Avon.
Yeah, Avon blocked there on an easy layup, and then the ball went out of bounds off
on the Titans. On the court right now, number 15, Katie Geiger.
I almost said the Tennessee Titans. That's a different sport.
Gonna need something from Kelsey Gannon right now.
Yeah, it looks to me like
with Elizabeth Flynn on the bench, the Eagles need a spark.
Yeah, they need somebody to come in and slow things down a little bit. Get these people.
Or Torbjorn. There it is. There you go. 39-37. Bad job there out of Cindy Lental. Worrying about the foul. Just play the game. 39-37. Bria. Got it!
Siggers for another wide open three-pointer.
Tori Siggers
going back and forth now, Vince.
Yep. Tori Siggers lighting it up. Siggers with the rebound. Tori Siggers is everywhere right now. 40-39. Three ball. Titans no good. Oh, that's not a foul. Rebound foul we called on Bria. I disagree strongly.
It looks to me like as. Yeah, it looks to me like as she went up for the rebound.
Think Birdie Bricker?
She shoved her a little bit under in the waist to get her down.
I don't know, maybe she had a hip check.
Yeah. But that's another sport, though. You can't do that here.
40-39.
Nice defense.
Avon has it. Eagles down one suddenly. Minute 47 to go in the third quarter. Drama is thick. Another travel the Eagles get away with. Turnover. Loose ball, scramble, out of bounds. Ball stays in purple. Unbelievable right now. Great call by the ref that time. 40-39.
Yeah, this is getting very ragged. It's getting physical. You make the call here, Vince.
Referee did it. He called that one, all right. Loose ball again. They're going to call a jump ball. Oh, man, drama's high right now, Ruben. Tensions are just flaring.
Yeah, so it turned into a one-point lead for Berea Mid-Park after a 10-point halftime deficit.
Yeah. And the Avon coach must have heard me because here comes my girl, Kylie Williams, in the game for the Eagles.
It's a travel.
And a travel. Another unforced error, that one on Ashley Torbert.
It looks like Berea Mid-Park came out in the third quarter, Vince, and it totally caught Avon off guard with their man-to-man.
Yeah.
In your shirt defense, they went wherever these girls went. They had a defender with them. It caused some untimely turnovers and led to this comeback.
Unbelievable. With Flynn on the bench, the Eagles need a spark from someone. Birdie Bricker to the line. Good drive there by Bricker.
This is sixth. This will be their
Bridie Bricker.
Fifth and sixth free throws of the quarter.
Okay, so Ashley Fugat. Hope I'm saying that right. Ashley Alyssa Fugat to the line. No,
check that, Vince. There's no free throws here.
Yep, you're correct. All right, gotta get the ball in it for the Titans. Sabalos.
Come on, Bridie. You know what to do.
Out to Bridie. Torrey Siggers has been on fire. Here's Siggers.
Yeah, they're breaking down the Avon defense.
Unreal.
And now another turnover. They're breaking down Avon's defense here. Just passing, and Siggers just taking them off the dribble and right into the basket. Unlike what happened in the first quarter, they figured something out in this Avon defense.
She's been unbelievable. Torrey Siggers has been a game changer right now. 42-39. Turnover. Well, no, let's see what the ref calls it. Might have been a foul on Avon. They're going to call a foul on Avon, Katie Geiger. Ball will stay with the Titans.
Yeah, they're still a ways from the bonus, but yeah, Geiger got her hand in there.
A 13-point swing in the third quarter for the Titans. Here's Bridie, red hot Torrey Siggers. Oh, finally misses it. Here comes Avon. 40 seconds to go, Ruben. In the third quarter.
They got to try and get this lead back before they leave the quarter.
They need to post up Kylie Williams down low and let her go at it.
What they need to do is they need to
give her the ball. That's right. Out to Williams. Drive in for the Eagles. No good. Siggers there for the rebound. Back to Bricker. That's going to be a foul on Geiger. Foul on Geiger. How many is that?
It's like five.
And they already have five fouls with a quarter to play. That's not good.
Number 22,
Athena
Sylvester, is back in the
game for
the Lady Titans.
Avon.
Yeah, Avon's going, unlike the first half, they're going more to one-on-one basketball instead of passing the ball around like they did to get that big lead.
Yeah, and with two timeouts each, you just got to play the rest of this quarter out. Boys got a game today? Probably practice. All right, here we go. Sabalos, the lane, it's up. No good. Kylie Williams. All right, so done the three quarters. 42-39, a 13-point swing. All right, fans, welcome back to the Key On Sports Media Group. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Put in your phone right now, Key On Sports. Ruben, we are set for a thriller.
Yeah, this third quarter onslaught, 19-6, I believe it was. 19-6, led by Sidney Lantau, the guard, the junior guard, who's just put them in position.
Sidney Lantau right in front of us right now. Lantau looking inbound the ball. All right, we'll stay with her. Looking for Savastos. All right. Avon's got to be careful with five fouls already. Two away from that bonus. Titans have it. 3-point game. Siggers, loose ball, has it again.
You're ready.
Mintal up, no good. Ball. Great rebound by Savastos. Three ball, Siggers. Unbelievable.
There was some confusion underneath whether a foul was called. Everybody stopped playing and led to an open three.
Torrey Siggers has been a game changer. Three ball, right back at it. Eagles nail it. Melissa McClellan off the bench.
Very, very exciting fourth quarter here, Vince. Both of these teams, they want this one badly.
No doubt about it. Now the Avon head coach has a decision on his hands with 7 minutes to go. How much longer do you sit Elizabeth Flynn? I say you get her back in the game as soon as possible. Rebound by Kylie Williams.
Oh.
Turnover back to the Titans.
But the rest of the team stayed back. Unlike the first half.
Siggers again! Got fouled. Jeez, oh man.
On that last save on possession, Vince, in the first half when they were running.
Yeah.
Everybody was running.
Yep.
You can't have a 2-on-5 fast break. And here comes Flint's coming back in the ballgame.
I'll tell you, Berea's doing what Avon did to them.
Exactly. Everything's flipped.
Here's Torrey Siggers. It's good.
Just like that, Berea. Just like that.
Torrey Siggers now giving the Titans their biggest lead of the game. 46-42. Torrey Siggers, a sophomore. Brother Omar plays football. It's up. It's good for Siggers. Unbelievable form. 47-42. The sophomore sensation.
Her along with Lantop in the catalyst of this third quarter.
Yep. Three ball by the Eagles.
Second half.
No good. Rebound to Savastos. Here's Lantop. Up. Adam. No good. Rebound. Wow. Cindy Lantau playing her butt off right now.
Cindy Lantau, she's been aggressive driving to the basket. And I'd like her to make more layups than she has, but she's got this team going right now in the right direction, her and Siggers.
47-42, 6.5 to go.
Berea Midpark, and they're still sticking to that man-to-man they started the second half with that's worked well for them.
Elizabeth Flynn up. Good!
And one!
Rebound there. Good. Alyssa McClellan.
And so one possession game. Then.
Oh, yeah. The Avon head coach has called for the bat signal. Elizabeth Flynn back in this game. 47-44. The Finley recruit. Torrey Siggers has been unstoppable for the Titans. Siggers over to Savastos, open lane, kicks it off for three. Titans got it.
Good basketball, Vince. Dribble penetration, pass to kick the ball out to the wing, and a wide open corner three.
Lindsay Sabalos, here's Flynn. No good. Rebound, Torrey Siggers. Back to Elizabeth Flynn. Good.
And that's what Davon needs. They need their big people, their big players to step up in a big time. That's a big time steal and layup by Elizabeth.
I'll tell you what, right now, the Titans need to dribble the ball right at Flynn, try to get her out of this game, because the longer Flynn stays in this game for the Eagles, they got a shot. And that is going to be a foul called on Avon.
I'm going to call a timeout.
Timeout called. Ref, timeout. Ref.
Uh-oh.
I didn't see any pivot foot there, but all right.
It
is a timeout officially called.
Called a timeout for Berea Midpark on the scramble on the floor.
We'll take the short break. Here we go. 5:09 to go. Avon trailing Berea 50-46. It's been a tale of two halves. Savastos, top of the key.
They got to stick with their game plan here. Avon does as well. They're coming up with another 2-3 defense, and it worked.
Turnover, Siggers. Back to Siggers. Torrey Siggers playing out of her mind, Ruben. Three ball, Titans. No good. Rebound, Siggers.
Great
no.
box out.
Yeah, it was. 20, Alyssa McClellan stepping up big in the second half.
They got to get their ball in their hands of their starter. There she is.
Here comes Elizabeth Flynn. All eyes on the Finley recruit right now. 4.5 to go. Flynn has it. Has to be careful with that fourth foul. Drives the lane.
Oh. Yeah, they're getting the ball to their 23. makes them go, and they need her now with the down four points.
No doubt about it. Clutch foul shots right now by Elizabeth Flynn. Her team down four.
Get up, get up.
This young lady has been a difference maker today. Shot is up. It is good. 50 to 47. I don't want to jinx her, but she doesn't miss many shots. Another one good. 50 to 48.
The importance of scoring points with the clock stopped are big, especially in a tight game like this, Vince. Now they got to strap down on defense.
All right, down to the wire we go. 4.5 minutes. Sabalos off to Siggers. I wonder if Siggers is getting tired now, though. She's a sophomore playing a lot of minutes today. That's Lantau. Good defense by the Eagles. Yeah. This is what we saw in the first half, Ruben.
Right, and they're going back to what started, how they started the game.
Really good defense. Titans up, no good. Rebound, Eagles out of bounds. That's a bad. Ooh.
Yeah, that was Lantau sticking her hand in there, okay, knocking it away.
Ruben, eagle eye Rodriguez. my angle. I saw it the other way.
All right.
Three ball, Eagles, no good. Rebound, what is the call?
Out of bounds, it hit the top of the...
did it?
Yeah. Okay. But here's the thing, though. You got your best player out on the court right now, and it leads to open opportunities for the rest of your teammates.
Oh, yeah.
Every time she touches the ball, she's got two or three players on her. The shots aren't going in, but they will soon.
If I'm the Titans right now, I'm dribbling it right at Flynn, trying to get her out of this game. 50 to 48, 3.5 to go. Jump shot, Savastos, no good. Rebound. Oh, I'm sorry, Savastos with the rebound. Titans, three ball. Cannot keep shooting those threes.
No,
terrible shot. She had two girls in her face.
Yeah, you're up 2 points. You get the offensive rebound. Kick it back out. Try to eat some clock as well. Put a 2-point lead because, you know, she's Elizabeth's coming back.
Yeah. Now, Cindy Lantau's had a good game, but that was an ill-advised three. Here's Flynn. Crossover by Flynn. Good job.
She's
Elizabeth Flynn with a beautiful crossover. Reminds me of Ellen Iverson.
Athena Savastos has been all over this court for Berea Midpark.
She has.
Come on, White.
Here's Flynn again. Flynn has it. Kicks it out to Geiger.
Take that layup, Katie.
Geiger to Gannon. Gannon will reset it. Here's Gannon. Gannon gets a pick. Drives it in. No. View blocked by the ref. Shot up. No good. Can't, that referee's right in the worst spot. 2:43 to go.
Yeah, this is getting intense out here. Both teams taking it to each other.
Come on, keep fighting tight.
It looks like the referees have chosen the fourth quarter to just let the girls play. Let them decide it on the court.
Yeah. Your Eagles have been one away from that bonus for a while at 6 fouls. Flynn drives it, kicks it out. It's up. No good. Eagles out of bounds.
She was out of bounds.
Yep.
Yeah, she didn't establish herself when she came back in. She was out of bounds when she touched the ball.
Help!
2.5 to go. 50 to 48.
Full Titans court press.
Lean. Yep, good call, Ruben. Full court press by the Eagles. Good job by Berea Midpark there.
Yeah, they broke it good. Yep.
Here's Kinsey. Kinsey will reset it. 2:22 to go. Avon now.
A bit of a bobble there, Vince. Looks like to me like it was a carrier, a walk, not called.
Here's Goodell. Kicks it back out. And they're kind of rotation offense here. Berea taking their time. Ruben, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's not a shot clock in girls' high school basketball.
No shot clock or boys either.
Three ball, Berea. No good. Rebound by the Eagles.
You gotta come up with a better shot than
that. Stop shooting that corner three. It ain't going in. Eagles to tie the game. Yes!
And as happened in the first half, Avon is waiting for every missed shot opportunity, any side out opportunity just to get out and run. And with 1.5 minutes to go in this game, Berea cannot allow that to happen.
No, Abby Leiber ties it for the Eagles. Here's Lentau. Kicks it out. Berea needs to stop shooting threes. Lindsay, it's good! Drives it in. Lindsay Sabalos.
Dual penetration. Took it directly to the basket.
Yeah, 52 to 50, minute 24 to go. Well, I'll tell you what, Ruben. Avon needs a defensive stop. I realize they're going to get the ball out of the timeout. I get all that. But the next time they're on defense, they need that swarming defense that shut down the Titan attack in the first half.
That's correct. They, for some reason, it's either they're wearing themselves out or Berea Midpark is wearing them out on top, or maybe it's just they have so much emphasis on Sigurd's driving dribble penetration down to the basket. Whatever the reason is, that suffocation of their defense is just not there as it was in the beginning of the game.
I agree. Now, if you're Avon, too, you need two girls to touch the ball in this next possession. Bottom line, get the ball in the hands of Ashley Torbert or Elizabeth Flynn. Run a play, set them open, let them drain it.
Yeah, that's the two-headed monster they need to get to. One of the two get to the free throw line. You've got...
Absolutely. Get Flynn to the free throw line. She's not going to miss them. 52-50.
You got a minute 24 to go. You're down two. You need to play a defensive stop. You definitely do not need... You do not need to start heaving up three-pointers here either.
Nope. All right, here comes Avon. Minute 5 to go. Eagles have it. Let's see what kind of play they run, Ruben, out of that timeout.
We'll see what happens, but it looks to me like Berea Midpark has switched to their man-to-man defense out of their zone.
Tugging!
And they ate it up inside.
Abby Leiber, back-to-back shots for Abby Leiber, tie game 52 up.
Abby Leiber stepping up in the fourth quarter, and what's concerning for the Southwest Conference going forward, Abby Leiber's a freshman.
I know. Abby Leiber, phenomenal. All right, tie ball game. The drama's so thick you could cut it with a knife. A shout-out to our guy, Mean Gene Oakland, on that one. God rest his soul. 48 seconds to go. Titans, if they're smart, will hold for the last shot here.
Get up on her.
But you don't want to get a turnover forced on you. Eagles come out and pressure, Ruben.
That's a tie ball game.
Lintow with the ball.
It's a tie ball game. They want to eat up the rest of the clock and go into overtime. There's no silly fouls here.
Remember, fans. Oh!
Turnover they were waiting for.
Right here. No way!
Oh, my God! Bad call there. Titans dribble the ball out of bounds. Referee misses the call. They're going to say out of bounds on Avon. I don't know what he was looking at.
Well, it looks to me like what they're calling is that Abby Leiber reached behind her and tapped the ball.
Holy smokes, I guess so. 25 seconds, and that call right there can decide the game. 20 seconds. Lintow has it. Smothering defense by the Eagles.
And Flynn's on Sevastos.
14 seconds.
They got Flynn on Sevastos.
Yep. Turnover. Loose ball. No way.
I don't know what to call.
What do you call it?
What is the call here? They're going to say.
My bad.
What's the call?
And fans, I have no idea what just happened. Referee is going to call an inadvertent whistle.
That's an inadvertent.
It's on the side. It was above the key.
Hey,
it's on the side.
It's on the side.
It's on the side, yeah.
But if it's an inadvertent whistle, Vince, as they call, they need to go to the possession arrow because it's the same as a jump ball. That possession should be going to Avon.
Oh, man. High drama. Over the back of Maria.
Backcourt call.
It is called.
That was a good call. They caught that one.
5 seconds to go. Avon needs to call a timeout here. They have none left. They have one left.
That one was called correct.
Wow.
But on the other call, Vince, when they call an inadvertent whistle, it is the same thing as a jump ball situation. In college and as well in high school sports, when you go to a jump ball situation, you need to find out what the possession arrow is.
Yep.
So if they call an inadvertent whistle, and back in the old days or whatever, even in the pros, they'll do the jump ball for an inadvertent whistle. You cannot do a jump ball situation when you have the possession arrow facing the other way. It should have went to Avon to begin with. But the backcourt takes care of that.
Ref. There's an explanation from the ref.
Yeah, but in that ref.
Come on, White, go fast.
I'll get it to him after the game, but I'm pretty sure that.
All right.
An inadvertent whistle stops play. You just don't give the ball in a situation like that for a scramble. You don't give it the ball to the team you think should have it.
Here we go.
Goes to a jump ball situation. It didn't get there. There should have been the possession arrow.
You are 100% correct. Eagles have it in front of us right now. Ashley Torbert. Torbert finds Flynn. Flynn will take it. 3 seconds.
They foul it. Good call.
Smart idea, Maria. Smart idea by the Titans. 3 seconds to go. A great idea by the Titans defense.
A good idea by Maria Midpark, as they still have 3 fouls before they get into the bonus.
2.3. You need to get Elizabeth Flynn open right now. Get
no
Flynn
fouls,
open.
No
2.3 to go. Timeout called. Well, this should be Avon shouldn't have any timeouts left. Yep, that's correct. Okay, so here we go.
No
both teams out of timeouts. 2.3 to go. I can almost guarantee you we're headed for overtime. This has been a thriller.
It was a smart call there. You got your hands on your top player. You are not in the bonus yet. And you commit the personal foul. And to be quite honest with you, Vince, I'd do it again.
Oh, I would too. I would too. You know, my wife's like, get home as soon as you can. There's a blizzard today. I'm like, I'm like, as long as the game doesn't go overtime.
Yeah.
Like, we're headed for overtime.
Right. I just hope this is one of these 4 overtime games.
And guys,
this game has had everything, though, Vince. We've had some star plays. We've had some some controversial calls by the referees.
They're going to start Flynn off at the back corner here. Avon needs to get the ball in the hands of Flynn, but she's in the far back, so we're going to see what they do with this. 2.3 to go. It's either going to be an Avon Eagles last shot win or an overtime game. And we begin.
They're right up on him, Vince.
They got Flynn wide open! Unbelievable!
Elizabeth Flynn on a buzzer beater, Vince. One pass in. She made a beeline for the basket from the top of the key. The pass was perfect. Inbounded by Ashley Torbert to hit Flynn in stride. She took one dribble right to the basket. A 54-52 win. A great finish for Avon Eagles. Sorry.
Elizabeth Flynn. We're going to try to get a word with her. Unbelievable. As Ruben just called it to perfection, 54-52 final. And sit tight.
Yeah, it looks like they had a pick.
We're here with the start of the game, Elizabeth Flynn. You had to play most of that second half with 4 fouls. I mean, you played your butt off, though. First things first, what happened on that last shot? How did you get so wide open?
My coach drew up a play. So I cut up, back screen back for a wide open layup. It's a little different than what we drew up, but I was just supposed to be on the other side, but it worked out perfectly.
What are you feeling right now?
Good. Revenge. We lost them early in the first half of the season, came back. Never won at Berea Midpark 4 years. That's my freshman to senior year, so this is great.
Well, congrats. Good luck at Finley. Ruben, you want to ask anything?
Elizabeth, you guys started out with a suffocating defense, something Midpark. Figured something out in the second half, but you guys stuck with it. What do you have to say about your senior leadership and Abby Leiber coming in, the little freshman, getting your guys back turned around?
We had a rough second, third quarter. Played scrappy, lots of fouls, lots of turnovers. But first and fourth quarter, I feel like we played strong. Everyone was finishing, lots of made layups, which helped us a lot. Helped us come out with a win, which is good.
Congrats. Good luck at Finley.
Thank you.
Awesome. Go Oilers. All right. And guys, you've heard it here. For Vince McKee, Ruben, you want to say goodbye?
Yeah, it's everybody be careful out there. We don't know the conditions out there. We're inside, but if it's bad, just stay in if you don't need to go anywhere. Join us again for our next broadcast. This is fun to do, Vince.
Absolutely. Have a good night, everybody.